From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, May 1st. The Chico City Council's recently formed ad hoc committee on homelessness met for the first time yesterday. NSPR's Alex Stutson was there and has more.
More than 30 people attended the initial meeting. It focused on what is and is not being done to help Chico's unhoused population. Amber Abney Bass is the CEO of the Jesus Center, which manages the city's Genesis site of 177 pallet shelters. She gave a presentation and said many people struggling with homelessness need more than a place to live.
We say internally all the time that giving people keys is just not enough. It's not going to be the thing. We've got to help people. We've got to give them some of these other supports because they're not going to be able to keep their keys if that was the case.
She said training around financial literacy and general life skills are critical in helping people maintain housing. Volunteers from the North State Shelter Team and residents, like Lori Mason, advocated for more, smaller shelter sites that could better meet the needs of specific populations.
I think in a managed campground, you can be a little more discreet about who you take. You can be more discriminating, actually, is the word I want. And I think it will address the needs of some of our more vulnerable people and get them the help that they need.
The ad hoc committee will meet in 2 weeks to hear from more service providers. After identifying key gaps, the group will research potential city-funded initiatives. Those results will be taken back to the full council this summer. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, North State Blood Banks are preparing for a decrease in donations this summer. Michael Lawrence is the account manager for the Vitalant Blood Bank that has locations in Chico and Yuba City. He says blood drives at high schools and colleges are usually a big help, but they temporarily pause over summer vacation, and at the same time, the need for blood increases.
There's more people out recreating, going, climbing cliffs, doing all kinds of things that they normally wouldn't do when the weather isn't, so great, and getting hurt and needing blood.
Chico State is holding its final blood drive of the school year today. Appointments are recommended. And more internet access is coming to the town of Paradise. The Paradise Teen Center will receive $50,000 plus access to literacy courses, computers, and high-speed internet. The center is one of 25 community centers in the country to receive the award, and one of 7 in California. The award is part of an AT&T initiative to get more people online before 2030. Also, the hands-off movement is gathering steam across the nation, including in the North State. Later this morning, demonstrators will gather to protest cuts the Trump administration is making to the U.S. Social Security Administration. Laurel Yorks is a volunteer with Chico Peace Alliance. She says the agency is just one of those experiencing dramatic cuts and says people need to push back.
We have to keep the pressure on Congress, the Supreme Court, and especially on the administration. We are going down the wrong path here, and that's why we are lining up with our signs.
The Social Security Administration serves more than 73,000 Americans. President Donald Trump has vowed to reduce its workforce by 12%. Today's rallies will be at Social Security offices in Chico and Oroville. They both start at 11 this morning. And finally, a state program that gives residents money toward purchasing electric bicycles has been delayed due to technical issues. The second application window for the California e-bike incentive project was supposed to open Tuesday, but website errors prevented applicants from entering the queue. The application period has since closed and is set to be rescheduled for an unknown date to ensure equal opportunity for participants. The program would give 1,000 income-eligible applicants up to $2,000 to purchase an e-bike. It's run by the California Air Resources Control Board, which is investigating the issue. And those were your headlines for Thursday, May 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.